Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We the real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
We at war with terrorism, we at war with racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. What's going on, man?
That's the shortest intro you ever done.
Hey, man. I'm at a war with myself, man. I'm going to battle right now, okay?
Who are you fighting with? Who are you fighting
myself.
With?
Myself. Me.
Over what?
What do you mean over what?
Yeah, what are you fighting about?
Oh, you know, the only thing going on right now is that the Life of Designer album that came out. It's the only thing I should be worried
big,
about.
Big moment for the Glow Hive.
Hey, I have a trivia question. What's the first thing Designer says on Life of Designer?
I don't fucking remember. What's the first thing he says?
What's the first word that you hear on Life of Designer?
I know the song is Price Tag. I don't know what the first word he says.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 3 years then. It's like, why didn't you start with the Glock? Come on, dude.
Nah.
Man, you're for the Glock. He made us wait like 3 seconds for the first Glock.
Whoever decided, I don't know if it was Designer or somebody on the team, whoever decided, yo, we gonna get to the point. This is gonna be a 20-minute out. This is gonna be the length of a Dragon Ball Z episode with no commercials. We gonna squeeze in as many gloves.
Here you go.
What?
The length of all television shows are 22 minutes, but you gonna only make Dragon Ball Z.
Because Dragon Ball Z is about 20. No, what? It makes perfect sense. The gloves
is the same length. Martin is the same length. Girlfriend is the same length. Moesha is the same length. Brothers is the same length.
Roughly.
But you worried about some damn Dragon Ball Z. Anyway.
What? This is an anime podcast. You know.
Hey, man. Hey, you keep trying to change the podcast. This podcast is about one person, man. And that person introduced us to Designer. So I'm down to talk about Designer for as long as we can. Hey,
so we don't got to talk about the other guy.
What are you talking about? We can talk about Cuddy too. He got a song on the Rampage soundtrack. But before we get to that, this man Designer has a sad song on his album called Destination, spelled with two I's. It's everything that has an I spelled with two I's, which is a sad song.
He's all about the vowels.
But the sad song in the middle, there's a glah.
Oh yeah, it's all through it. There's...
You don't know where to go. Oh no, glah. What did they shoot at?
Wait, can I say one thing though? I am very much in favor of Designer singing. I think Designer should sing more.
He actually has a good singing voice.
The song
I like him on that song.
Hood.
After Party.
After Party's good. I mean, I don't know if he's good.
We at the after party.
I feel like he's missing
the after party.
An opportunity.
We in New York. It's like, yeah, all right. I like after party because he said, we in the after party. I'm in the back room and I'm facing Shorty. Information we didn't need to know.
No, there's a lot of information he puts on here that we don't need to know. I didn't know.
We did not need to know that y'all was facing each other. That is not crucial to the story.
No.
That is assumed.
In the last song, he talks about how he doesn't recycle. First of all, didn't need to know that, but also, why? Little things. Wait, he says it. This is a weird line. I'm right like we a motorcycle and I don't recycle.
He said we at the after party wasted all type of wasted. Bending over cotton wasted. You mean to tell me designer knows more about slavery than our boy? What the hell, man? Come on.
He's an enigma.
Designer
man.
Don't know nothing, but he know about that. I was like, man, come on, man. I'm trying to take a break.
Designer just trying to have a good time no matter what song it is. He don't care what the mood is supposed to be.
If people care more about Designer, he get in trouble for that song. Because isn't the first line of that song, wake up, wake up. We at the after party. Like, wait, where they sleep on the way? How they end up sleep? Why you waking them up? What's going on?
We ain't going home. We going to the after
party. Were they waiting on you? Hopefully they was waiting on you. Because if y'all came together, then we going to have to cancel.
They thought they was going to hit the drive thru. Now they going to the after party.
Well, how about a little sippy sippy? Yo, man. Hey. All right. All these Kanye podcasts out here, man.
What's up? What's up with the Twitter skirmishes with the other Kanye podcasts?
Here's the thing. Okay, dissect. You can't tell me they don't listen to me and go start Googling. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really got a problem with them because I feel like if you listen to dissect, then you just want clips. You know what I'm saying? They're not really giving you like insight as much as they just giving you like, here's all the information compiled together. You know what I'm saying?
I thought they were just like analysis for as much as they can get about whatever they're talking about.
Yeah, but you know, but
we're not really analysis, but just like the Wikipedia of podcasts of about it.
Yeah.
Here's the context.
Then this other podcast that claims they the Kanye podcast, even though their name is a reference to a collaboration album with another dude, they out here sending me whole essays about what they do. We form a narrative that begins with the college dropout and ends with the life of Pablo, and that's why Wolves is the crowning achievement. And I'm like, come on, man.
I know he's going to get offended, too.
When it comes to narratives, my man Chris Daniels got your little dumb narratives. You know what I'm saying? First of all. Second of all, we talking about what is. We ain't putting nothing in there as fact that we don't know. If we, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we think and come up with something, we tell you that. We not going to present something as fact.
Here's what he's trying to do. Yeah. I can see that. I
don't got beef. I mess with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Kanye has affected us all. Like, we all in the same gang, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't come at me with a bunch of words like that's going to make your point valid. Just because you know what I'm saying, are a paragraph writer, and I'm just like,
paragraph writer?
The proof is in the pudding. Like, if you listen to the podcast, the banana you know... Hey, man. Hey, this ain't the time for that, dog.
I'm just trying to add some levity to the situation because you're saying there's no beef, but you sounded very like you have.
I don't got no beef. I be trolling. Like, if anybody out there that listens to Dissect and listens to that other podcast, then you know what I'm saying? I have no issues with them. Hopefully one day we could all, you know what I'm saying, form together like Voltron.
So you could talk about Voltron, but I can't bring up Dragon Ball Z.
That was a reference to Wu-Tang's interview on the end of the 36 Chambers album.
Which is a reference to what?
Well, basically, the RZA said that they all come together like Voltron.
Look, man, so I ain't here for your like word paragraph, okay? Mm-hmm. I ain't here for your word paragraphs. Just tell me, just give me the fair comparison.
Hey, man, hey, you know, I mean, shoot. I'm just saying the only thing that's going on right now is that Designer album and that Shrimp Life album. You know what I'm saying? They put out a triple album. I don't really know anything else.
I feel like people are
going to
be mad if we don't address some other stuff, though. You know what
you
mean?
Only thing I know that's going on. Have you heard it? Have you heard the Shrimp Life album?
I haven't heard it yet.
Sway Lee talking about people telling them to come over, take down their Brock's braids. Next thing you know, they having sex. I'm like, man. He living a totally different life. He living that shrimp life. You know what I'm saying? I wish I was living shrimp life. That's the only thing going on right now. That's it.
I mean, that's not true.
I don't know nothing else.
Childish Gambino came out with a new song.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff.
Who's
people...
that?
You know, Donald.
Oh, from Community.
Yeah, from Derek Comedy.
Lando.
Yeah,
Bro
very
Rape.
Very same. Bro Rape dude.
Yeah, Mystery Team.
I still haven't seen Mystery Team.
It's the movie they was watching on the Awkward Black Girl.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I mean, I know what Mystery Team is, I just haven't seen it.
Atlanta.
We just go list.
So, yeah,
we just go list all these IMDb
so,
projects,
huh?
All right.
I would love to hear Alexis' take on "This Is America" because he hates that type of rap, but everybody seems to love this song and get this song. And I feel like Donald's saying less on this song than a lot of people say on the songs that y'all hate, but it's just because y'all love Donald when he do it. So Donald can say, "This is America." Cops be tripping, huh? This is America.
Are you?
You know what I'm saying?
Are you?
Huh?
Are you talking about the content or the quality?
I'm saying if the Migos put out "This Is America" same video and everything, people would not love it as much. If 21 Savage, who is on the song, Black Boy JB, who is on the song, Offset, who is on the song, Young Thug, who is on the song,
in
Adelaide, oh, where are
in,
they all
in,
from?
In Adelaide.
Huh?
In ad libs. I'm not discounting their participation. I'm saying like you.
They definitely come on, man. Who taught? Donald Glover how to do the shoot dance?
For definitely
Black
we know
JB
where he got all this influence from. We know where he got it from.
Dance.
But we're talking about.
Come on, man.
We're talking about the quality and the actual like depth of the content here.
All I'm saying is that. Some of y'all make it seem like, some people I've felt like have made it seem like he is commenting on and negatively commenting on what is happening currently in music. And I feel like he is embracing
it. I don't get that argument. That doesn't make sense.
I feel like he's embracing it.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of the claims of like, we're distracted. We are distracted, but don't just put it like we're just only distracted on the popular rap. We distracted point blank, period. Catch Me Outside, Girl.
I didn't take it as that kind of negative distraction.
Some people have really made it like, oh, he's talking about rap, blah blah blah. Everything ain't about rap.
But
that sounds like
that's just to feed what they already believed, and they're like, I found a way to reinforce this because he ain't gonna explain what it means.
But I feel like there's so much deeper in there with them. You know, of course, people got the Jim Crow thing.
Yeah.
And people got...
They got the Confederate pants thing. They got...
You know. And then there's the... Do you believe the Uncle Ruckus thing? Or do you think that's just like a coincidence?
I think that's more of a coincidence.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
You don't know.
That one was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know where that fits in.
I'm not really
sure. Here's something
either.
I thought about the other day is he kills a man playing a guitar and he kills a gospel choir.
The choir seemed more of an obvious one.
No, they're obvious, but I'm saying there's like, it could be multi-layered. Like, yes, of course, there's the Charleston thing, but then there's also like, you know, where does this music come from? What are the original American genres of music, you know what I'm saying? They stem from the blues and gospel, R&B, hip hop, all, you know, funk, jazz.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of stuff in here.
All comes from blues and gospel.
I think it's
a
bunch of stuff in here that's like you can take more than one meaning, and I think it's meant to be.
There's the Gwar dance, which is a South African dance that's popular now that he does. You know, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things, cultural parallels and things made in this video. And I feel like people have been oversimplifying it because honestly, we're not used to having something that we could like take and dissect, you know, really pull apart. Like what are the visual symbolisms?
Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm glad like we're on it you know, we're like over a week out since it came out. Because I feel like people were putting those analyses out like the day of. And I'm like, hold on, like, let it digest and see what you can grab out of it after you see it a few more times and look at it. Mm-hmm. Like, when the greatest
thing. And think about it and talk about it before you just go out here and doing side by sides and whatnot.
Because some people who you say will, like, you know, that's about how we're distracted. And some people are like, oh, well, I see it as more of you appreciate the content that's fun and that you can take and like, oh, this makes me feel good. You can take from, you know, black culture, just something that people just enjoy, but you also are not paying attention to all the stuff going on in the background, and you shouldn't be able to necessarily just appreciate one without caring about the other. But that's not really negative at all. It's, you know, I don't think you should dismiss art, no matter what it is. Like, you know, people dancing, like, even exactly. Even if you don't like all the new wave of stuff going out, you have to it's still art. It still has a purpose and it still has a place, and I don't know, it's still going to be relevant to the people. You know, it might not be you, but you got to think for that. You have a lane that you can choose, and you are lucky to have that lane. But now I think the negative route is just, that really irks me.
I love that he won't explain it, especially at your press junket.
He really thought you go distract me from Star Wars.
You only got three questions with me. You're going to use one of your questions on the video. Yeah, you're not making your career off of me, buddy. Get out of here. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. Now, I think that is dope. I love the song. I love the video. You know, I watched it a ton of times. Like, I love how big it is. Like, it's so big. You know what I'm saying? 90 million views in a week. Like, the Grammys gonna have to, like, you know what I'm saying? It would be a snub of all snubs if it wasn't nominated. Like, that's, like, you know, Blurred Lines territory, Gundam style territory. Like, you know, we got a song that's good, Thrift Shop, you know what I'm saying? When you got a song that's good with a video that popping and an artist that's that credible, you know, that's what the Grammys feed off of. Like, so, you know, even though it's early, you know, the deadline is way later, and maybe who knows if Childish Gambino is going to become one of those people that's like, I already got a Grammy. I'm on my Frank Ocean. I ain't turning in no paperwork, you know? But I've seen it on sponsored posts, so maybe somebody will. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. And it's number one in the country this week. That's dope.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Dope. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's dope. A song, like, Block Boy JB's having a year, boy. He was on a song with Drake. Now he's on a song with Childish Gambino. This summer is about to be Block Boy JB's. And Gambino's going on a tour with who?
Who is he going on tour with? I don't know.
Ray Shrummer.
Is he really?
Shrimp Life, dog. And Childish Gambino's going on tour with who? J. Cole's going on tour with Young Thug.
Oh, here we go. The spin.
I'm just saying. What? Atlanta appropriation.
How is that appropriation?
I'm saying, dog, all these intellectuals always, they keep taking from Atlanta, like, culture and stuff, and people keep acting like,
why would, like, you call Jake, like, what's that? Wait,
people,
that feels
keep
like a negative,
like,
connotation to, like, the intellectual
act,
thing that you just did.
People,
what is that?
Keep acting like the okay, because if you think about it,
are you
J.
mad about
Cole,
the fans?
No, what I'm saying is J. Cole is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Childish Gambino is from
Stone Mountain.
Atlanta, Stone Mountain. But you were like, people separate them because they like them. But look who they going on tour with. Look who they like supporting. Look who they showing love to. You know what I'm saying? Look who they forcing you to watch. Who they forcing you to listen to. Because
forcing you?
Yeah, if you go to the concert and you're like, I only like ribbity rap, rap, rap. I'm going to see J. Cole. All these kids are on drugs. Guess what you got to watch? Jeffrey, Sex himself, Young Thug. Oh, I only like Childish Gambino. I like my rappers not to comb their hair. Guess what? that girl is a real crowd pleaser. You gotta watch Trim Light. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I might go to the concerts and leave early.
I'm so confused. Do you not like Childish Gambino?
I don't know about Childish Gambino's music like that. But okay. I've felt like I missed out on something. Like when I was at karaoke one day and this guy was singing 3005 and killing it, and everybody in there was singing along with him, and I felt like, oh, I missed something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was busy. That came out when I was listening to Yeezus. You know what I'm saying? The other one came out when I was listening to Watch the Throne. Like, I felt like I wasn't really paying attention to his music like that. Like, I would see it, you know what I'm saying? Like, sober, I would see, you know, I remember when he went on 106 and Park that one time, but I really wasn't paying attention to his music like that. Okay. I like the Cole album. I'm just playing around about Cole.
Thank you. And is it?
Who do you think saw the This Is America video before it came out?
What do you mean? Like who?
Okay.
Who?
I'm saying, like, who do you think has probably saw it before it came out? Like, who do you think somebody like a Donald Glover would show that video to?
I mean, I think a couple of people who were featured in it in the ad libs probably definitely saw it. I think Young Thug definitely saw it. I think
21.
21 probably saw it. I think because who was it? The guy from Atlanta directed it. I feel like, you know, I feel like what's that dude? Stanfield, what's the guy's, the actor's name?
Lakeith
Stanfield, probably. I feel like those ilk of people, you know, probably, you know, maybe Jordan Peele saw it. I don't know.
You know who I think saw it?
Who?
I think Kanye saw it.
Oh, you think that's why he tweeted Donald Glover as a free thinker?
No, I think Kanye saw it, and he was like, you know what? This video's great. And he saw his signed hat from Donald Trump, and he put it on. He was like, I love This Is America. Make America great again. Like, make another one, Donald. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even about what y'all think it is about. I hope this isn't your spin, man. I hope this isn't.
It's not even what y'all think it is about, man. He's just a fan. He's just a fan of Childish Gambino, dog.
Oh,
that's why,
man,
he put the hat on.
I'm disappointed. I expected better to spin from you, man.
What you mean?
I thought that you was gonna come with you go, that was too quick. That was too quick of an explanation, first of all.
Oh wait, no, that ain't it.
Okay, that's
it. No, I found a loophole. That ain't it.
Alright, as long as I know the loophole's coming. Alright.
Yeah.
I feel like we should timestamp this, because I feel like every time we record, the next day, a bunch of shit happens, and everybody's like, "Where y'all at?" And I'm like, "Yo, man, we just did one."
Yeah, I didn't see. I saw he tweeted something about the United Nations today, but I didn't check it. So hopefully
we can't talk about it. It's Monday, May 14th, 5:41 p.m. Anything that happens after this, catch you on the next episode.
You should have said a time 2 hours ago, just in case something happened while we talking and we don't get to it.
We can't.
You should have lied and said it was this morning. It's 5:50 a.m.
What the fuck will we be recording at 6 in the morning for?
Because we don't sleep.
I ain't that dedicated.
We eat, sleep, and breathe this yay stuff. The rest of y'all podcasts don't be recording at 5 in the morning like we do. It's 5 a.m.
Oh, this is the energy you ride with when you listen to Designer all day long.
In the morning.
You don't sleep when you listen to Life and Design.
Listen to this at 5 a.m. Turn this off right now. Set an alarm. Wake up 5 a.m. Then put this podcast on. Then put on Shrimp Life. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, man.
You know what I've been listening to that nobody's talking about as much?
What?
Dirty Computer.
What is that?
It's Janelle Monáe's album.
Oh, yeah.
I've only just started listening to it like a couple days ago, but it is.
Yeah, we got to respect the artist, man.
If we're,
come on, man.
If we're gonna talk about people who are doing some great artistry, Janelle Monáe is right up there, and I don't want nobody to forget. I still got to see like the short film she did.
I know I pay Tidal too much money. They ask me for $10 every month. I need to catch up.
I need to
watch it.
Take that in. Let's see. I feel like
Kid Cudi has a song on the Rampage soundtrack. It's called The Rage. I have the rage like a rat in a cage. Have you heard it?
No. I feel like, how do I not know that?
Yeah, it's actually good. It's a good soundtrack song. Like, I can see it on the credit. I kind of want to see the movie now just because I've been listening to the song. And it's good to hear new Cudi. Like, when at first I saw it, I was like, oh, man. And then I was like, nah, I ain't heard from Cudi since The Pink Chest. You know what I'm saying? So let me see what's going on with your boy. And, yeah, nah, I like it.
Is it better than Ye's song on Mission Impossible soundtrack?
Come on, man. That's my least favorite Kanye song.
I'm just asking, like, where it ranks.
Yeah, no.
Soundtracks have a different curve.
It's not as good as Sky Might Fall would have been on this Transformers soundtrack had they done that like Cudi wanted. But you know what I'm saying? It is good.
Actually, it would have been great.
All right. So after we recorded last episode, the next day, Kanye and Charlamagne Tha God came out with an interview.
Yes.
Yeah. And I never felt so validated in my life. I feel like Kanye was basically saying a lot of stuff that I've been saying the past 2 years on this podcast.
You did have a lot of theories that were definitely validated. Almost too eerily, like, to hear it come out of his mouth.
I was scared a little bit. Like, yo, I really tapped into, like, I really feel like I tapped into Ye a little bit.
If you go back and listen to some of those, you know, when you did some exposition on like Kanye's circle and all these different characters that a lot of people don't know about, especially in
It's all Donda. It's all Donda.
That might be an exact like word for word verbatim.
It's all Donda. I was like, yes, yes. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been telling y'all. That's what we've been talking about. At first she was like, I don't care. I don't care about the fashion stuff. Now you see how it affects stuff though. You see how it affects him. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that made me sad about it was like, okay, you are telling us what upset you in 2013 when you talked to Zane Lowe, but you've done so much. Why are you not like in a better place?
Because he doesn't go to therapy, Rob.
See, the world is his therapist. I was on that for 2
clearly
hours.
The world now, is a terrible therapist.
Other, yeah, now some other stuff.
The world has a bad Yelp review.
Yeah, the world is no longer my therapist either. Because when you said that, I was like, you know what? That is a great idea. Then, you know, shortly some events happen, you know.
Oh.
I was like, let me listen to this designer album.
We just go skim the events.
What? Okay. There's an hour and a half Charlamagne interview. It looks beautiful.
No,
I feel like Charlamagne is boosted. Like, it's really upsetting how much what happened 2 hours after that came out, like, overshadowed it. Because there's glimpses of those thoughts in there, especially when he's talking about the Harriet Tubman $20 bill thing.
Yeah. And it sucks because the contrast between both of them, you're like, this is two different. This is like this two different dudes, not necessarily in everything he's saying, but in like the way he's presenting it. He's so calm and like he like wants to connect on like a kind of compassionate level when he's talking to Charlamagne, even though.
But that's Charlamagne's energy too. I think the energy that Charlamagne is giving Kanye is not the energy that Harvey has on TMZ Live.
That's a spectacle. That's there for spectacle.
Yeah, 30 Miles Zone Live is there to, you know, get people to explain stuff that they did. You know, remember when Mike Epps had that kangaroo? And he went on TMZ Live talking about, I love kangaroos. Like, I always support
the kangaroo. He brought that kangaroo to Detroit. I remember that kangaroo.
No, that kangaroo was already in Detroit. He just brought it on stage.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. But it was still there. It was fun.
Detroit, the same place that tried to...
Don't mark all Detroit. Specify.
No, y'all tried to cancel Kanye early. Like, y'all tried to bury the N-word. Y'all always the first to try to get rid of black stuff. Y'all tried to... One of y'all radio stations tried to ban Kanye. And that's stupid because how are you going to be in Detroit and not listen to Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay? Did we talk about this already?
Not on the
podcast.
No, we
didn't. We couldn't have because some other stuff had to happen for them to do that.
I mean, there's
Did you see the last shot of Charlamagne and Kanye walking and it's like dark out? And then, like, the sun sets.
Yeah, it's like
and
just
like
a silhouette
just, like,
against
two
the backdrop.
Shadows. Come on, man. That was beautiful. You'll never see that on 60 Minutes, man. Come on, man. Anderson Cooper don't do that type of stuff. Come on. He's doing the interview of his career in a hoodie. They both got on hoodies, man.
The interview of his career.
Future,
maybe the next interview of his career happened, like, 2 hours after that came out. I don't even want to get away from it because it's the one thing that bothers me.
I'm talking about Charlamagne's career.
Charlamagne? Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I think that, in my eyes, that's the biggest interview of Charlamagne's career. When have we ever seen him one-on-one with anybody for that long, like an hour and a half? When have we seen anybody do that?
I don't know. What do you think about his Obama slight?
I think it's deeper, man. I think it's deeper than just the him being called a jackass. I think it's got to do with, you know, first of all, that fundraiser, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, Obama used Kanye in his speech, you know, at that fundraiser. Obama was playing with the idea of Kanye running for president, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, there's something there. But honestly, I really think there's some stuff we'll never know about when Kim and Kanye went over to Cuba right when the embargo ended and they wasn't supposed to go that fast, but they went anyway. And then they got stuck and they needed Obama to help them get back. And I feel like something happened with that.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Around 2012, they wasn't even married yet. When they was dating, they went over to Cuba. Now they did an episode in Cuba. And I, you know, of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I don't know about it.
No. This is like years later. They did an episode in Cuba maybe like three or four years later. But I really think something happened with them going to Cuba. And there's some stuff with him and Obama that we'll never know about. And the jackass thing is just him saving face.
This is why you need to go to therapy. A therapist can help you work out these deep underlying issues. Or maybe him and Obama need couples therapy. I don't know.
Hey, man, don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
What?
Don't need no couples therapy. I'm
why not?
Saying.
All therapy is good therapy.
I'm saying, come on, man. When you think about it, now look at the Obama playlist. You know what I'm saying? Obama put out playlists of his favorite music and, you know, put everybody around Kanye, no Kanye. Think of all the rappers that got invited to the White House. Rick Ross there with an ankle bracelet on.
To be fair, you don't know if Kanye wasn't invited.
What do you mean we don't know if Kanye wasn't invited?
Did he say he wasn't invited?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
If he's
Come
already
on,
mad enough,
you know why
if
he's
already upset enough,
because Obama didn't want to say anything about them comments he made. You know what I'm saying? How does the president of the United States have something he says off the record get leaked anyway? You know what I'm saying? Obama didn't even do anything about
stuff
them
the
leaking.
President says gets leaked all the time.
He was mic'd up and they leaked something that he said all like that. That is not legal.
I guess it's not like classified info. It's not like a goddamn.
When you decide to be recorded, but at the same time, the fact that, you know, come on. I mean, to me, Kanye is someone who George Bush wrote about in his memoirs to sell his memoirs. He's someone that even after the Jackass comment, even after the Cuba thing, the Democratic Party had at a fundraiser after this man went on in national television, cable television, in front of the world and said, I am running for president in 2020. And then after that, they had him do a fundraiser for the Democratic Party. So, you know, it's like, yeah, we can say, oh, you know, he needs to talk to somebody, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, if someone who everyone is claiming is in a bubble, everyone is claiming is detached, and the people who are really in that world are not, they're not shooting it down. They're hyping it up. They're piping it up. Whether it's a joke to them or not, they're playing with the same fire that they're burning in now with Donald Trump. So now you have to deal with Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? It was fun to make fun of him before at your fundraiser. It was fun to, you know, talk about him before as a celebrity, like you're not the leader of the country. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, that might have been a political thing. It might have been like, you know, Taylor Swift fans are not the people that I have vote for. I don't need to lose them over my relationship with Kanye. No, seriously. And, well, we'll get to her in a second. We'll get to her later.
I mean, when it comes to politicians and celebrities, they're going to be trying to use anybody who has influence
exactly.
to push an agenda.
Exactly. And so when you were one that was heavily used and then you get thrown away because of something that like an event like that Taylor Swift thing is like one of the worst things to happen to you as a celebrity. And so for the president to pile on.
I wouldn't consider it piling on.
That the Jackass comment was piling on. It was like that was the icing on the cake with sprinkles. Like that was it.
If his one comment,
we've had three consecutive presidents comment on a pop star, a rapper, a designer. That doesn't happen. And like you, if his perception of politics is warped, we can't just say it's only because of him. We have to blame these people in power who keep giving him power, who keep trying to use his fame in order to.
But what happens when unresolved issues kind of affect what we'll say is warped thinking? And are we just supposed to, you can't dismiss it.
I'm saying in any other context, this is the only context where it doesn't make sense. If you're the head of a church and you call me a jackass, I'm going to go to a different denomination church. If you're the head of No Limit Records and you call me a jackass, I'm calling up Baby the next day. If you're the head of Target, you call me a jackass, I'm doing a song for Walmart. If you're the head of Kentucky Fried Chicken, you call me a jackass, I'm going to be love that chicken from Popeye's. Come on, man. So the head of the United States Democratic Party called him a jackass. I get why he would run to Trump.
That's so lazy.
Do I support it?
That's
no.
So lazy and sensitive, dog.
Do I support it? No. Do I think it's you know, you don't have to choose anybody? Yeah. Do I feel like that's a dumb way? But you know what I'm saying? Chris Rock said about O.J. Simpson, I'm not saying I do it, but I understand. That's how I feel. I'm not saying I put the hat on, but I understand. I get where he's coming from. Is it a crazy place to come from? Yes. I've never been there, though. Did no president ever talk about the bookie? Yeah, ain't no president talk about my set on nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I've never been there. But I like that's where he's coming from.
I mean, I can't. Ugh. It just seems. Ooh. It was like to see it play out, to see like Charlamagne try to like get a little bit deeper to try to understand his reasoning and have it just come from. It's just like the dude's hurt and never dealt
he
with.
He hurt,
it.
Man. He hurt.
And he said it he said it early on think in an interview. It. He's talked about he's like, you know, we sensitive.
Think yeah. about it, man. This is our hero's hero. This is my hero's hero. You know, and when he was at his lowest. And never, you know, apologize, never say, yo, you know, I shouldn't have said that, or, you know, I hate that that got out, and, you know, I wouldn't comment on things like that. You know, you got to understand, I'm growing and evolving, and I was new to a space at the time that, you know, I had the privilege of being in for a longer period of time, and, you know, I learned from that event as well. We never got any of that. You know what I'm saying? Even after being a president, like on the Letterman shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like it was shown to be way, way bigger in his mind than I think anybody else's.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I don't think anybody
that doesn't mean it wasn't big to him.
No, no,
you
definitely.
Know what I'm saying? We don't know what got to him. We don't know, you know, if Smokey Robinson making jokes about him at the Grammy nomination ceremony when he got snubbed. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't know how that affected him when he was working on, or if it even got back to him. You know what I'm saying? And like Smokey is a songwriter from the 60s. You know what I'm saying? Old school, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like as a matter of fact, Devil in a New Dress is a Smokey Robinson sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. 808s just got snubbed, and Smokey Robinson's out here making jokes.
I guess the issue for me is it kind of lies in like what happened that day when those interviews came out. It's because we go from that Charlamagne interview to a
Designer's album.
Yeah, but in between that, you know, there was another one, and I'm like, that's where the problem lies in my mind. I think once you take maybe frustrations or things you're dealing with and they don't get addressed, and now you're on TMZ getting put down by Van Jones. What's his name?
Van Jones. Well, yeah. Let's first of all bring attention to that man with the dreadlocks who didn't say nothing.
Oh, the Predator?
The whole time. Okay, huh?
The Predator?
Yeah. This man sat there. Kanye said, hey, could you not talk while Harvey's talking? Because I can't listen to both of y'all at the same time. But you could still sit there, though. And then proceeded to say, 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Now, a lot of people have misquoted Kanye saying that he said slavery was a choice. That's not what he said. He said 400 years sounds like a choice. Who are we to disagree with someone who is a professional rhymer what words rhyme alike? You know what I'm saying? This man rhymed bloused with arouse. How do we know he wasn't talking about how the phrase 400 years sounds like the phrase slavery? Sounds like the phrase choice. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? I really don't know. He never said it was a choice. He just says it sounds like a choice. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what they cut out.
That sound you hear is me getting up.
It sounds like a choice, but it's not, huh?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
He said it sounds like a choice. You know what I'm saying? He never said he would vote for Trump. He said he would vote on Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know if he would vote over Trump, like you dunk on somebody. We don't know if Trump is the only issue that he would vote on. We don't know. Same thing here. He didn't say.
What about when he said
was a
all
choice.
Y'all?
He said slavery
it was all y'all?
Sounds like a choice. Now that part was not historically inaccurate. It just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where slaves did outnumber people who were enslaving them in this country. And unfortunately, due to the psychological aspects of slavery, those people were not able to mobilize and not able to
cause a massive revolt. Oh, it's much more than psychological.
There's a
hugely physical that's in like
yeah,
part of
it. And there's weaponry, there's a physical element, there's laws, there's rules, there's the institutions, of course. But what I'm saying is that aspect is not one that needs to be negating in a whole he's wrong about everything, he's always wrong, cancel him type of mentality. That, you know, I feel like what we can have is a nuanced conversation about slavery. And unfortunately,
as far as what,
unfortunately, I like, okay, from this point on, it's we're in a weird place, because honestly, although it is fun to try to defend Kanye, I can't.
I would think it less as defending, because you always clearly, you know, this is where I'm at. This is what he said.
This is where I'm at.
I would say reasoning. Reasoning is better than the word of defending.
This is the first time where I've had to be like, okay, this affects how I feel about prior work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you don't have a grasping of the concept of slavery, and you know what I'm saying, your mom was an AFAM professor, and your first album,
you made
you
Spaceship.
This grave ship is like a slave ship. You know what I'm saying? And you're, you know, constantly sampling gospel music, Jesus Walks. You play, you know, footage of black people being converted into Christianity during the performance of No Church in the Wild. You know, it's like, you know, this indoctrination into Christianity comes from what place? You know what I'm saying? You can't have new slaves without old slaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what I talked about in the Nori episode, Now I am beginning to hate the song Blood on the Leaves. Because before I felt like it was being irresponsible with a song that was about lynching. And now it's like, okay, if you're going to be that irresponsible and talking about the concept of slavery, then, you know, I have to be all the way out on Blood on the Leaves. And I don't understand people who don't see it the same way. Some people are like, why? And I'm like, yo, because, you know, you took a song that was about lynchings and turned it into, you know, we tried our first Molly and came out of our body. You know? And so it's just like, you know, all the things that Kanye plays with that seems like taboo always felt like they came from someone who was winking. I always felt like they came from someone who had, you know, a greater grasp of these concepts and not only was able to, like, turn them into something new, but only, like, at a master level, you know? And it really takes away from that if that's not the case. It really makes us all, as an audience, kind of feel bad in some type of way about I'll Fly Away being on the College Dropout, if you know what I'm saying, these connections that are being made
that's why, like, a lot of people started to fuck with you in the first place, you know?
Yeah,
your origin story is different now.
And it's like, okay, were you really ever on that, or were you pandering to us? You know what I'm saying? Like, we always talk about Kanye being a master man of, like, manipulation of him and
curating, definitely.
And him and Kim being, you know, the great cultural parasites, if you will, you know, and they take things from different cultures and spin them into a commodity. We do talk about that, but at the same time, we didn't know it was, you know, it's just like, was I being pandered to when you told me that your mom was at the sit-ins and, you know, my mom was raised in the era when clean water was only given to the fair skin. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why are you starting a record off with that if that's not really what you want?
I think was, and this is where I kind of like lead in from the Charlamagne thing to the TMZ thing. When you talk about, okay, like when you said, okay, if, you know, Obama says it, like if one person presses you the wrong way, of course I'm going to move to another side or look for another lane. And maybe that's part of the reason, you know, Trump's his guy or whatever. The thing, the issue with me is like, I'm watching this TMZ thing and I'm like watching, like, and Candace Owens is like, this is the thing that really irks me, is where he goes from being like, yo, and when he's talking like with T.I. and everything, he's like, there's stuff I don't know. I'm not paying attention to certain, you know, policies. I'm not exactly versed or educated in stuff like this. That is like that people are complaining about, you know, because these are the things that surround the presidency and the establishment right now. Is it bothered me to see like he's like being fed stuff that is inaccurate, but he's like redistributing it in his in his way that like he can't communicate. And it's like, I get being open to like a dialogue and wanting to learn.
It's fascinating, but at the same time it's scary. And then it's also like, you know, it's like everything else where people can digest what they want to digest. So he can have 300 text messages that he posts with accurate information and one text message that he posts with inaccuracies, and he has no control over what people grasp as what he supports.
But won't correct it. He'll just leave it up and be like,
and won't,
have at it. You posted fake Harriet Tubman quotes? Come on, man. Like, that's stuff you can't be doing. And then, all right, me and you, we already have, I think, at least the same fundamental mindset about that. Can we get to the one thing?
No, we never do.
Shut up. Can we get to the one thing that nobody's talking about enough, I think, that he mentioned, which is...
No one asked him about slavery. That, the fact that you watch TMZ, there are topics on the side. Justin Bieber, Kanye West, Paris Hilton. You know what I never seen on the side on TMZ? Slavery. Never seen that as a topic. Nobody brought that up. He brought that up.
I was gonna talk the liposuction.
Oh yeah. When did that happen?
We need more info about that.
Cause he still look big. First of all, nobody's talking about that because it's not the appropriate time. But it's like, dog, if you got lipo, why don't you look like Uzi right now? Why are you out here? You know. You still look big. You still got on the big sweats. Number two, it's sad because that was part of Donda's procedure. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, you know, is that a cry for help? Is that him trying to like go under the knife? You know, we done seen what happened with Prince. We done seen what happened with Michael Jackson as far as these medications. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it is very sad.
But
at the same time with Mike, we saw results. You know what I'm saying? That nose was changing, baby. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Al Roker when he did what he did.
Oh yeah, he changed forever.
Hey, changed forever. You know what I'm saying? Star Jones, come on. Wendy Williams, where we at? where did they suck? Where did the lipo get sucked?
I don't know. Some bad repositioning. I just want to know who's in the corner, man. Who's in there being like, yo, maybe
that I told you, man, that no good black man that Kris Jenner is dating.
We haven't brought up this dude in a long time. I forget
who
that is.
He still be there. If you watch the video at John Legend's house, he's in the background. He ain't saying nothing. It's him, dog. Corey, come on, Corey, dog. What are you doing, bro? Boy, you are too old, and you are dealing with a lady even older to be acting like this. Come on, man. So then we got the backlash. We got people washing their hands. We got people on CNN, every head in every square talking about they done with Kanye. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, y'all supposed to get somebody who's on his side. Nope, nobody's on his side. I mean, everyone takes slavery was a choice.
Alex Jones on
his
side. He just the wrong people on his side.
That's the crazy. That's when I watched Alex Jones thinking he was gonna be on there. They really had me watching Alex Jones. And when I tell you this, I've been thinking so much better since I've been taking these alpha brain pills. I just want to stop right here and tell y'all about alpha brain.
No, like, no, this is not sponsored Forever Dog content.
What
don't,
you mean?
Don't put that
yes,
up.
Yes, they do, man. Hey,
Alex, we got alpha a mattress brain, we can push or some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Do sell these alpha pills.
Fuck, nah, man, stop.
Hey, man, Alpha Brain is a great product, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is it FDA approved?
Yeah, I don't got no beta brain. You know what I'm saying?
That
my
shit
brain
ain't
is
FDA
alpha
approved.
I don't know what.
No way in hell. It ain't FDA approved.
Come on, man.
You eating placebos.
It don't matter who approve it. Alex Jones approve it. You know what I'm saying? And I've started talking a little different sometimes when I take it. But I'll tell you right now, that Kanye West, he has some great ideas.
That just sounds like you taking like too many energy, like muscle mass drinks and shit.
Come on, man.
Extreme. The liberals. God damn it. I feel like we got a song to talk about, right?
Yeah.
We do have
Watch
one.
Watch came out.
Yeah.
Travis Scott, Kanye,
Uzi.
Lil Uzi. I actually like it.
Uzi's growing on me.
Kanye talks about his opioids on there.
That's at the end, though.
Yeah, but that makes me wonder, like, when was this recorded in relation to everything? Or was he already, because he already tweeted at them earlier, like, we should put the track out now.
Yeah. So, I think it's been there since, like, the first Wyoming trip. Was Uzi in Wyoming?
No.
He wasn't?
He got a Christina Aguilera track that he produced this out. And came out the same day as Watch.
But that's not, didn't he just produce? He's not on it.
But I think he's doing Christina's whole album.
I don't remember that one being mentioned. I think it's just a couple
she
tracks.
She talked about it, and 2 Chainz is on the song.
We're getting too far. We got to go back to Watch.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, if he's on the sun, I think that helps a little bit.
It's the first verse we've heard since the 30 Mile Zone incident. And
that does make the timing weird with his verse.
It makes it hard to listen to. I kind of wasn't feeling some of the Ye humor just because I wasn't ready to joke around with Ye yet. You know, I was really, really torn and upset, you know?
I don't think I was ready for, like, the, it was just one of those, like, his verse is the one that doesn't fit
mm-hmm.
with the song, you know, the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at my role, like, you know, this is kind of by the book, like a, you know, a Travis Uzi song, which you would expect, and here comes Kanye.
Yeah.
It was weird. She can't see my room. Fuck her in the hallway. Why? I feel like it's because his room is dirty. it seems like a reasonable excuse. I don't know why like that made the chorus, but okay.
She is Nori. Maybe it's like.
Maybe she what?
Like somebody, you know, somebody else in the house.
Oh, somebody staying over?
Yeah, so like you know, he's living in a full house. You know what I'm saying? It's like he Uncle Jesse. You know what I'm saying? You always got DJ Stephanie, Kimmy Gibbler over. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of people in the house.
Sorry, we
got
to do this in the hallway.
When you supposed to make these twins pop off, man? You know what I'm saying? You wake up early for Good Morning San Francisco and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I'm out with the Rippers at night. When we gonna make this happen? You know.
All right, I guess I gotta go back to
Black Twitter always come through, man. You know what I'm saying? If Slavery Was a Choice was a hilarious hashtag that I could not participate in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want people come for me like, no, bro. No, that's your boy. A lot of people have been calling him my boy. Like, I'm the only one that listened to Kanye. They've been like, what's up with your man? Like, I invited him over or something. Like, wait a minute. A lot of y'all bought these albums.
I'm sure I haven't gotten as many of those as yours.
Multiple platinum, and now everybody want to hit me like, hey, your man tripping. He is all of our man. Don't you do me like that.
See, everybody's slick. Everybody just like suddenly deleted their library.
Yeah. Everybody acting like
that guy heard you like, you know, what's up with him? They don't even use his name. They're just like, that guy heard you like, what's up with him? They don't even use his name anymore. Find every other way to not say Kanye West.
But he hasn't been canceled except for in Detroit. And you know what's funny? You know what's hilarious to me?
What?
The fact that Taylor Swift couldn't say nothing.
About anything.
About the MAGA hat. About the slavery was a choice. Candace Owens, she ain't been able to say nothing.
I feel like
interesting.
That's about interesting. To change.
Interesting.
Isn't she about to go on tour?
She's on tour.
She's already on tour.
And she got a big old snake in her backdrop. But she claims she don't think about nobody. But I feel like she's aligned with the people that he's aligning himself with. And, you know, the fact that they called her, an article said that she was getting support from white supremacist groups. And instead of saying, no, I don't support white supremacists, she was trying to get that article taken off the internet. So if Kanye's out here wearing MAGA hats, and Kanye's out here with Candace Owens, and Kanye's out here talking about slavery was a choice, Taylor Swift ain't gonna say nothing.
The difference is I don't expect anything from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't align any of my morals or care really for what she does. Kanye, you know, I do.
Yeah. Are you done with Kanye? Are you still going to listen to Kanye?
I'm still going to listen to Kanye. I try to tell people, first of all, saying people's canceled, I think, is a weak and lazy just tactic. And also, it just doesn't fucking work ever. But also, I feel like you have to see, even though as ugly as it is, you got to see where this goes. And one, you can back away from how much, you know, you put so much of yourself into an individual beyond the art.
Yeah.
I don't think you can take, like, I'm sorry. I still have Kanye albums on my phone right now, and they're gonna stay there.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm catching people slipping on these Yeezys. I'm telling you right now. Hey, I'm squatting.
Yo, you see Trippie Redd threw his off the balcony.
Hey, man. Hey, I would have been down there catching. When I tell you these people, hey, man. Hey, holla at me. If you wear 12, 11 and a half, holla at me. If you want to get rid of yours, you know what I'm saying? I know somebody who will rock them on the gram proudly. Give me them shackles.
I don't know if you got to be so proud about it. Just wear them in silence, dog.
I'll wear them shackles.
Nori was telling me the other day, he's just like, you know, we go listen. When that album drop, y'all just going to be quiet about it.
Yeah.
Y'all just going to be super,
we gonna
super.
See the stream numbers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Watch you see somebody on the subway, like, yo, what you listen to? They go cover up their phone. Like, no, nothing, man. Listening to, you know, just gospel music.
Yeah. Okay. Also, we got this conspiracy theory.
Yes.
We got the people who think it's an Andy Kaufman. There's a bunch of, you know, performance artists. Your man Ye's been wearing a Shia LaBeouf hat. We know Shia LaBeouf likes to put a bag on his head and get slapped in the face and screamed at and stuff. You know.
Yeah,
what are the names of
Shia LaBeouf
the other artists?
I think is it Joseph, is it Baez? Or
he was out there with the coyotes and whatnot. Coyotes running up on him. It's supposed to make you feel about, you know, America and race and something about the Ace of Spades.
It has a purpose.
And he gave clues to that. But my whole thing is this. Yes, that type of art exists. Yes, there was a lady on the table. You could stab her. You could shoot her. You could pour water on her head, whatever you wanted to do for the sake of art. Yes, that is the case. And she was willing to lose whatever for her art. And your man, you know, learned how to, like, get along with the coyote that he was locked in the room with. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? People on the set of Fridays didn't know Andy Kaufman was going to throw their live sketch off, except for his boy Bob Zmuda. That's cool. But when you plan that stuff out, when you do that stuff, that means you are deciding to do that stuff. So if Ye is willing to say that slavery sounds like a choice for his performance art, we still got to hold him accountable.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
But we still
have to hold him accountable.
I think that there can be an element of performance art, but I also think that he believes what he is saying. I think that his openness, I think the part of the performance art is, okay, I'm going to use my platform to create this dialogue that I feel is needed. And everything that comes with said dialogue is part of the performance art. I don't think that does away with what he's saying or the belief. I
feel like it's part of it. All rappers is performance art.
I mean,
like, the issue with a lot of rap is performance art. It's like the lines are blurred. You know, Black Youngster's Instagram is not his real life. That's him performing. You know what I'm saying? Part of why Cardi B might have deleted her Instagram recently is, like, I am too stressed out keeping up this persona while I'm pregnant. I need to get off of here.
The only one who's real is Designer, you know? He's probably the only one who actually is like that all the time. That's, like, actually him. He's probably doing a shoot dance right
now. LOD, man, Life of Designer, man. Delete everything else off your iTunes, man. You only need one album. It's 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's like, you listen to that at the gym, you're like, I ain't even done warming up yet. Album's done.
Yeah. I'm going home. You know what I'm saying? Glock.
I will, as far as the performance art thing goes, I feel like, one, it's bad. It's like, I mean, we see performance art all the time on the street and we walk by it because it's just, I think it becomes a point where it's not captivating. It's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I always felt like, I don't know what it was like in the 70s, and I feel like that's part of the appeal of Andy Kaufman. But I feel like as a humorist, Andy Kaufman, there was somebody there in on the joke. There might have been somebody, like, he read The Great Gatsby the whole time. That's why I messed with him. He did an impression of Elvis, but we thought he was a foreigner. That's why I messed with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like his gags were like, okay, the Jerry Lawler thing, some people probably thought it was real. Some people at the time thought wrestling was real. Some people thought he really broke his neck. But, you know, I think, you know, but like when you watch that Jim Carrey thing, it's like, yo, they were telling Jim Carrey, hey, Jerry Lawler was in on it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't act like this, like, outside of the performances.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I feel like Kanye's not doing Andy Kaufman. If he's doing anybody, he's doing Jim Carrey doing Andy Kaufman. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That pisses people off. He was at TMZ to talk about violent threats made against him over the MAGA hat. And he doubled down. You know what I'm saying? It might be like, yo, they're talking about hurting me. Like what they did to the, like, real free thinkers. You know what I'm saying? Like the real people who challenged thought. The real people who, like, had ideas that people have gone on to.
I just,
you know,
I just
years and
out.
Years and years and years. He was triggered by the fact that TMZ, the paparazzi people, had a picture of John Lennon and a picture of Tupac in their offices. Like celebrity helped John Lennon and Tupac's cause.
I figured
you know
out who
saying?
The culprit is.
Who?
It's Netflix recommended for UQs. Kanye was on Netflix, and Netflix recommended he watch My Friend Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And he watched the wrong documentary at the wrong time. He was probably in the wrong frame of mind, saw it.
Well, you know he loved The Truman Show. So he probably finished with The Truman Show, and then it just came on automatically.
They see it all. See, these things make sense.
You know what I'm saying? Netflix, you got to start with the automatic plays, man. Let me read the credit.
Yeah, sometimes you got
I got friends in the industry. I want to see if they got their credit. You know what I'm saying? I might take a picture putting on my story.
See, I wish you watched Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, man. I tried to watch It Was Born.
Nah, fuck you.
Whoa.
I will have no beef against the Sheila Hive, dog. My nine Sheila is the new... If I was going to do a podcast by anybody else, it would be my nine Sheila.
I don't know nothing about Sheila. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't ready for the world, I don't know about Sheila. You know what I mean?
If you're not down with Rajneesh Purim, then I don't fuck with you yet.
I don't even know what language you're speaking right now.
If you ain't read all the Bhagwan's books, I'm messing with you right now.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to let you finish, but...
Oh, is that the end of the podcast?
I don't know. Is there anything else we need to cover?
I feel like we covered a lot in the... We got like a little over an hour. Yo, I feel like we at least have caught people up with where we're at, and we're at a safe place to, go from here.
Yeah.
Granted, nothing crazy happens tomorrow, but something crazy will probably happen tomorrow. And
who knows, man? Hey, I'm about to get some sleep, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
get
just
my
got
day
off
started.
A fight?
Nah, man. You know, it's 6 in the morning now, so shoot.
It would technically be 7 in the morning, but whatever.
Nah, we cut some stuff out. It's okay. 6. We cut a whole lot out. Like that whole part where I was like, sounds like, yeah, we cut all
that
out.
Yeah, all that's gone. Cool. Alex is writing the notes right now. I want to assure people we're going to get back to the old format. We're going to get guests back in here. We're going to get about specific songs.
Yeah, man. What we're doing is we're going to report on what's going on because it's going on. But, you know, at the same time, we watching how it plays out. We watching how it unfolds. As far as we know, we got albums coming out every week for the next, couple weeks. So we're definitely going to, give in-depth analysis on those albums. We're still going to have guests. We're still going to have people talk about why they love Kanye. Maybe more people will be more honest about the songs they don't like from Kanye. And I'm on tour, man. So, if I'm in your city, holla at me. Dates on robhayes.com.
Definitely. Follow me, sirchrisdaniels.com, man, on Twitter, all that. And follow the podcast. And if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, anybody you want to hear on a podcast, recommendations,
tweet us, man.
Tweet us.
Send an email.
We do have an email.
send a DM.
Contact us somehow and we'll bring it up.
Or if there's a topic you want to talk about, there's a song you want to cover, there's something that we missed in a song, if like we already talked about one of your favorite songs, but we missed something because every now and then after the show we'll be like, dang, I meant to talk about the Go Hard remix by Nicki Minaj, but I never talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Dang, I did forget to mention that third video. I forgot to mention the treated hat. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, stuff like that happens. So let us know.
And as always, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.